the Lamb enthroned in glory. I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne stood a Lamb. Revelation 5 and verse 6. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, we have seen our Lord in his humiliation, in the agony of his suffering. Chapter 53. Here we see him on the throne of glory. It is the same Lamb. His humiliation is now past. His sufferings forever over. His exaltation is not something in the future. He is exalted now, and was so immediately after his resurrection and ascension into heaven. This chapter of the Revelation is a scene of unsurpassing magnificence. As an exhibition of majesty and authority, there is nothing to equal it in the whole of Scripture. The enthronement of the Lamb. John, as representative of the church, had been caught up into heaven. A door was opened in heaven. The first voice which I heard, which said, "Come up hither." Revelation 4:1. Then followed a vision of him that sat on the throne, and in his right hand a book sealed with seven seals. No doubt the title deed to the earth. Revelation 5:1. A strong angel issues a challenge for someone to come forward and open the book. John seems to look over the whole of human history. Forms of human government, mighty monarchs, great warriors, intelligent statesmen. But there was no man who could open that sealed book. And while weeping much over man's inability to reclaim the earth for the government of God by the opening of the seals, John was told that there was one who could do this. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book. And when John turned to observe the Lion, he saw a Lamb as it had been slain. The Lion was a Lamb. It means that while as a roaring lion, the Lord will fall upon his enemies, yet it was as a lamb of sacrifice he had overcome them and was now mounted to the throne of heaven. He had flung off the great assault of the whole hierarchy of hell while crucified in weakness and overcome them. Colossians 2 and 15. This is not something future. The devil is already a defeated foe and was thoroughly vanquished by our Lord Jesus Christ while crucified on the cross as the Lamb of God. It seemed as though all hell waited for that moment when he would be crucified in weakness, and of all the powers of hell to fling themselves at him to overcome them. But he threw them off, triumphing over them in it. That is, in his cross. Now there are prospects in this book which are future, and the judgments unleashed by the opening of the seals spell out the tribulation period of 7 years. But the enthronement of the Lamb is already present. Now notice the characteristics of the Lamb. First, as to his person, he has these four titles. He is the Lion of Judah. His lineage after the flesh sprang from the royal tribe of Judah. He was the son of David after the flesh. As David conquered Goliath, so our Lord was to conquer the devil in the battleground of the cross. Second, he is the Root of David. That is, He is David's Lord after the Spirit, the Shepherd King, the great Shepherd of the sheep, to lead his people by green pastures and still waters. Thirdly, the Lamb slain. He ascended the throne after his great sacrificial work was finished and fully accomplished. He was the Lamb slain to purchase by his own blood our redemption. See 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, Isaiah 53, 5 and 6. He is set forth as a lamb to show the innocence and purity of his nature, his harmless and inoffensive life, his meek and humble deportment, his patience in suffering and death, his usefulness for food and clothing for his people. The Lamb slain. And fourthly, he is given the title, the Worthy One. He alone is worthy of all praise. He is spoken of as having seven horns. Seven is the symbol of completion. Horns, the symbol of strength, power, and authority. He has all power, all authority in heaven and in earth. Seven eyes. Eyes speak of perception of vision. He has perfect, complete perception. He can penetrate any disguise or mask. He knows what is in man, what is in every man. Seven spirits. This speaks of his omniscience. Isaiah 11:2. And his omnipresence. Presence with all his people in all the earth, being as livingly present to the saints in China or New Zealand as to those in the United States or Canada. These are the attributes of deity, the exclusive attributes which can be possessed by none but God himself. Then we have the praise of the Lamb. There are three groups which praise him. First, the 24 elders. These, I believe, represent the total church. With them are four living creatures, which represent the total creation. These are all redeemed, and sing the song of the redeemed. Chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And he has made his redeemed people, we read, kings and priests unto God. And all such are to reign with him over the earth in those days when he is crowned king over all the earth. Chapter 5, verse 10. Then there is another group. The angels round about the throne, billions of them. These say with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. This is a sevenfold complete ascription of praise. See what miseries are inflicted upon millions of mankind, when sinful men grasp these things. Sinful man cannot handle any one of these things without inflicting multiplied sorrows to the sons of men. Read the history of the Pharaoh, or of Alexander the Great of Greece, or of the Caesars, or of Napoleon Bonaparte, or of Adolf Hitler, or of Joseph Stalin, all who have grasped at the throne of universal dominion, and all who have ended their lives in shame and in disgrace. And none of them could handle any of these things Only the Lord Jesus is worthy to receive them, because he alone can handle them. Thirdly, another group, the whole creation, and every creature which is in heaven and in earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and for ever. 5:13. This is complete universal praise on behalf of all things created. Hear the words of Matthew Bridges and Godfrey Thring. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and thighs, those wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his burning eye at mysteries so bright. Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity. To which we say, Amen and Amen.